We like maps here on the show. There's nothing like a map to help explain the world. But some maps do a better job of that than others, which is why some social studies teachers right here with Boston's public schools just got new world maps for their classrooms. They're not the traditional Mercator projections of the world that have been around for centuries, you know, where Alaska is larger than most of Western Europe. It's not, by the way. So the classrooms are now getting maps drawn using the Gall-Peters projection. Hayden Frederick Clark is Director for Cultural Proficiency for the Boston Public Schools. So in a nutshell, Hayden, why introduce these new world maps into the schools?
First off, we wanted to make sure that we were doing a good job of affirming our students. 86% of our students are students of color, and many of them have parents, grandparents that are from places on the map that are underscaled and distorted. We wanted to create the opportunity for the students to see themselves in an appropriate fashion and counter the narrative that many of these places are small, insignificant, and not necessarily important to the world and its history, its functions, and its glory, quite frankly.
Why is Gall-Peters more accurate than Mercator?
The why is something that a cartographer would probably be more skilled at explaining. The how I can speak to. I think the most glaring distortion on the Mercator map is the size of Africa. It's entirely too small. In many iterations, it's said that Greenland looks about the same size as Africa. The United States looks like it's comparable in size, and we know that that's absolutely not true. Africa is, I believe, is 14 times larger than Greenland. In addition to that, Mexico is smaller than Alaska on a Mercator map. That's also quite backwards. Mexico is actually very much larger. There's problems with Brazil. Europe, and more specifically Germany, are near the center of the map. We know that not to be true. So a simple web search can give you iteration after iteration of distortions on the map. And again, in an effort to be accurate and give students precise information, we didn't want to leave them with that impression for the truth's sake. And we didn't want students who, again, many of them are from the Caribbean, many are descendants of Africa. We didn't want to tell them where you are from is small and insignificant. The marginalization of some of those places in the history books is already a glaring problem. We didn't need another add-on. Then arguably shifting the maps first is a bit easier lift because it doesn't require as much work, and it can something that can resonate with small children as well as older children who have the capacity to grapple with some more difficult issues and more complexities.
You've taught before, right, Hayden?
Yes. Yeah.
Has the switch from Mercator to Gall-Peters created a conversation that you hadn't anticipated, and what kind of questions are you getting?
What I can say from my own experience as an instructor, people enjoy the truth, and people, especially classroom teachers, generally want to give their students the best and most authentic product that they can. So I do not anticipate we'll get anything other than surprise and awe and arguably a push to do more of these things to uncover some of the things that we accept as true. But when we dig a little bit deeper, there's a more complicated story.
Hayden Frederick Clark is the Director of Cultural Proficiency for Boston Public Schools. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you very much.